You wouldn't last 5 minutes in my sick and twisted mind.
Try to last 5 minutes in Mumi's sick and twisted mind without coming.
That's what you I was thinking too. You won't last 5 minutes.
You wouldn't last 5 minutes.
Try not to come.
I look like a lesbian with cancer.
Hello and welcome to the Weeb Crew Podcast. No. That'll just lead us in.
There we go. Oh Jesus.
I'm your host, Mumi.
And I'm Psyotic. And together we're the Weeb Crew. Oh God, what are we doing? What are we doing tonight? Because oh fuck, oh God, I'm so tired right now. I'm so tired because we're recording this at like midnight, and I'm being powered. I'm like that like loopy kind of happy because I've just been downing a Celsius, and just like I have like a slight caffeine buzz now.
Only slight. You should have got like a 5 hour energy, or like a fucking. Some hardcore, like
something
you
hardcore.
Just crash out.
Those
like,
things are fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when my dad and I were driving back home, we just pulled into like a gas station and he bought one. And I was like looking at the ingredients. I'm like, this is like 250, 300 milligrams of caffeine. And you're just downing that as a shot. I feel like my heart would stop.
Just explodes.
Yeah, no. Like even like a Celsius to me is already a lot because it's what is this a 12 ounce can? It's 200 milligrams of caffeine, and already I kind of get like the jitters.
I don't know if like because like there are people I guess that are like immune to caffeine. I don't know if I'm one of them, or if it's just I am just so caffeine addicted that I'm just like shot.
I think because. I've definitely had like cycles where I will drink like I think that's at a certain point I was having like 3 Celsius a day basically just throughout the day, and I didn't feel anything after a while. And now that I've stopped, it's been like a couple months since that. Now when I have, what I'm like, oh, I feel it again instead of feeling nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing. I guess we could do nostalgia. We could do anime versus manga.
What do you mean anime versus manga?
What is better? What is the better medium?
I think that I don't know if that question really makes any sense.
Like, we're going to find out today the definitive truth of what is the better medium.
It's like
television it's like, or anime?
Television? Okay, well, anime can be television. These are not mutually exclusive.
It's today like, we're putting up the all of theater versus manga.
What, guys, what's better, reading a book or listening to the radio?
Would you rather listen to an orchestra or ride a skateboard? We're gonna
I do feel like manga people are generally more elitist than anime people. Like they kind of look at anime as like, oh, this vulgar capitalist media as opposed to my refined comic books.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. I mean, I get like the general where it's like, I guess. You have like less people involved, and so it's more of a singular vision.
They're easier to make, so it is less financial risk, and you can get more experimental like kinds of works, more personal kinds of things. Where yeah, it is just one person. Also, there's just more. There is just more manga.
Yeah.
So like, you can spend. I think you could basically spend more time just. In spending time on stuff that you just strictly think is great. You can also do that with anime though, let's be real, and you're gonna be stocked up for a while.
Yeah, I guess like the other problem is a lot of anime are adaptations of manga and like advertisements. I honestly to think a that certain means extent. That they are inherently worse.
No, like, well, I mean, there are things that anime bring to the table, like motion and music and voice acting and color and all these different things. It's almost like it's almost like it's a different art form. It's like, what do you guys enjoy more, video games or paintings? Let us know in the comments.
All right, today, folks, we're going to compare eating food to snorting coke.
Just completely, completely unrelated things. Like, all right, guys, today we're going to compare your daily commute to work to chemotherapy. Would you rather do?
Why are we going down this road?
Why are we going back to cancer? I don't know. Again, why? I'm tired. It's been a long day.
You just think you have cancer?
Let me check my balls real quick and see if I have cancer.
Don't do that on record.
Nope, that lump is supposed to. That's something they don't fucking tell you. Here's a pro tip for everyone out there. There is just supposed to be like a lump on your balls. Like there's supposed to be one that's there, and they just don't tell you that. So I feel like a lot of guys just end up getting fucking scared, being like, "Wait, what the fuck is that? Oh God! Oh fuck! 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 Fuck!" And then they look it up. It's like, "Oh, that was just a horrific health scare for no reason."
What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, no, there's like, because like where like the tube connects to your testicles, there's like a lump there. Feel your balls and find out.
You only have one of those?
Yeah. You just have like one on each ball.
Right. But you said you had one of those.
Yeah.
Do you? Well, most people have two.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm feeling around. I kind of want to stop feeling it because now it's like actually starting to hurt.
What are we doing?
I love just like checking for testicular cancer on the podcast.
Well, since we're an anime podcast,
you were telling me that like we need to get better at like getting to the topic more quickly because it's harder for newer listeners to get into the podcast. I don't really know what you're talking about, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm sure like, okay, whatever we title this, right? I don't know, we title it like fucking to watch anime or something, and then someone clicks on and they just listening and they're just like, what lump on your test, what?
I don't know. I feel like that's a good, but you want to learn how to watch anime and you also learn how to, you know, do a health check that every guy should be doing at least every few months, you know, just while you're in the shower. I think that's what the doctor recommends. I feel like that's a good like added bonus. It's like when you go to Sonic and you get like onion rings.
Why would you ever do that? Why would you ever go
in there with your onion rings?
Why would you ever go to Sonic?
Sonic has some good stuff.
Name five.
I cannot name five. I think I like their sodas, maybe. I've not been to Sonic in a while. I'm going to be completely real. I don't know if I've ever been to Sonic now that I'm thinking about it.
I did see like a fucking interview with Stone Cold Steve Austin one time, and he said his favorite hamburger was Sonic, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You just lost all respect for him.
I was immediately like, you are just a fucking failed human being. You sack of shit. All the fucking head damage you've received, fucking all the concussions have clearly just eroded your brain. This is even a worse case than Chris Benoit.
He's gonna fucking kick our asses. He's Stone Cold Steve Austin. he's gonna come up and murder us. Jesus Christ.
He is a Texas Rattlesnake. He will strike.
He's gonna be out walking around one day with your family and loved ones. He's just gonna come up and snap your neck in front of them.
No, that's all right. I think I could take him. He can't move his arms anymore.
Oh, can he not?
No, he had like elbow surgery or something, so like he can't really like bend his arms all that well.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, he'd be an easy takeout. We can take him.
I don't know.
That's why I'm starting beef. It's strategic.
I don't know if you want to be saying that on record. We'll bleep that out. Wait, oh, no, no. Oh, this is what they call kayfabe.
What they call kayfabe.
You know, next time I have to go to court because I sent a written death threat to a woman who rejected me on Tinder, I'm just going to be like, Your Honor, that was just kayfabe, okay? All right.
Ah, yes, the Hulk Hogan defense.
I'm not gonna lie to you, brother. I took those steroids, but it was kayfabe, brother.
literally anything. We just replace like, oh, it's just a prank with it was just kayfabe.
I think he literally did that. He's like,
oh my god, brother,
Hulk Hogan is a different entity from Terry.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But so why are we not manga guys?
Why are we not manga? Is that where... I don't know. I'm more of an animation person, generally.
Same.
That's how I originally got into anime. Because, like...
Didn't you, like, want to be, like, a voice actor or some shit?
Well, no. I mean, I didn't want to... I just thought it would be cool to do voice acting.
Okay.
I didn't want to be a voice. Never really at any point have I ever just been like, I swear we'd be when I grow up. I want to be a voice actor. It was more just like, oh, that'd be cool to be able to do. Mm-hmm. And then like you go to conventions, especially like after you go to conventions and they're like, oh, no, you can't live as a voice actor. I had to fucking work at a drive through or something to make supplemental income or something.
It's like, you don't understand. You can't make it as a voice. I have to work at a drive through because I didn't want to suck off.
Maybe they're just saying that because, like, you will take their job and then they really will have to go work at a drive-thru.
Put the fries in the fucking... In your best... what can you do? You could do an Elmo. In your best Elmo voice, just say, put the fries in the bag.
Put the fries in the bag, you fuck! I did it, but you didn't pick it up.
No,
on Discord.
Yeah, Discord did not... I could do a decent Mickey Mouse. Put the fries in the bag, motherfucker.
I don't like doing impressions. I start getting like self-conscious, where I'm like, maybe this is as good as I think. Like, cause like I just think of when I started making videos, and I'm like, oh, I do not sound anything like I thought I did.
Oh yeah.
And so, like, now that I, like, think and do an impressions, I'm like, oh, maybe it does not sound anything close like I think it does. Maybe I just would rather not.
I'll just not try. Maybe voice acting just isn't for me. I'm not really a voice actor guy, I'm going to be honest. I don't really care that much about voice actors.
I don't either. It just seems like it'd be kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah. Didn't we work with a smuggler to like kind of dub something?
Yeah, but I had to be someone's mom or something. So I don't really know how.
Well, I mean that's voice acting. You got to do roles that you don't enjoy.
I mean, sure, yeah, but
yeah, like I've just never really fawned over voice actors the way a lot of other. Like, just anime fans in general seem to. I've never been a Seiyu guy. I've certainly never really cared that much about dub voice actors.
No.
I guess I just don't really, like, identify a character's voice, per se, as being, like, as, like, the clear, like, core aspect of the character for me. It's more so about, like, the design than the voice is what I mean, obviously, the voice is important. But when I think of a character, I think of like the design of the character before I think of like the performance the voice actor is giving usually.
I think it's a matter of like how we consume it is just different. Cause like I feel like people that get into voice actor stuff and say you and all that, it's like a extension of like celebrity culture stuff.
Yeah, it's a very celebrity kind of thing.
Cause I remember as a kid, it seemed like a bigger deal. I mean, I've never really been into celebrity shit because I've never been into a lot of like the pop culture stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But like there was never a point where I was like, oh my god, I would really love to meet Kanye West or something, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So even like back when I was kind of like
you don't think we can get Kanye in the pod?
I don't know. He seems like he might have some free time these days. But I, even with like when I first got into anime, and there's it was harder to make a distinction for a kid back in like the early 2000s of like, yeah, oh, this person does not know anything about this show outside of the fact that they just watched it like everyone else. They just also happen to use their voice and dub the English dub for them. Right. And they can answer like questions like, oh, this is how I achieved this vocal effect or something.
Yeah.
But like it, even back then, like it never really, there was never like this, like, oh my God, it's the voice of Goku. Oh my God, it's the voice of Edward L. People I saw people do that a lot, and it was really weird.
Especially at conventions, like a big draw of conventions is the voice actor. And I mean, it's a little bit different when it comes to like VTubers, because
that is the personality you're into.
Yeah. Yeah. A VTuber feels much more specific to that individual voicing that character. Whereas, I mean, voice actors voice so many fucking characters. And even if, like, you know, even if like they have like several iconic roles, again, that's just not the facet of the character that I'm interested in. Right. I also like the concept of like voice acting, like doing voice acting, is also just not something that like I've ever thought would be interesting. Kind of like acting. I don't really think like acting is something I'd be interested in. Even as like a kid, it was always like, and especially now with like anime and stuff, the things that I'm more interested in are like the director and things like that. Like I like voice actors, I like looking into voice actors and trying to like, I've never been very good at picking out voice actors, at least in like Japanese, but and it's like, oh, it's this person who also voices this character. I can hear that. But that's kind of where it ends for me.
I had fun acting and stuff. I was never very serious at it, though.
Like, no, I've always been much more like even like in like elementary school theater, I never wanted to be the one on stage. I was always like more into being like a stagehand and organizing stuff than having to go out on stage and perform, which I always thought was really lame and cringe.
Really lame, really cringe. I played some parts in some plays.
No. I guess, but to be fair, there's nothing about the process of animation. Like, drawing is one thing. Animation just sounds miserable to me. I don't get how anyone could be an animator and be like, I'm going to draw this thing several times slightly differently. I'm like, that's, I mean, I'm glad you enjoy it. I like looking at it. I cannot fathom making it. Like, I like making music, but
when I've done a little bit of, like, I did a little animation stuff, like, in computer class, and, like, I could somewhat see the appeal, like, as far as, like, the stretching and kind of thinking about, like, oh, how is it going to look at this angle, or when it hits, the makes impact with this, or, like, and just kind of extrapolating that to, like, a character. I don't really know if I could get into it on, like, the level that they are on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, or like that like super professional level, like drawing however many frames per day, and it's just something you can basically do as easy as breathing. No. Like I like the idea of making music, directing, you know, just kind of just like the more so like the planning roles, the logistics and stuff has always been like the more interesting aspect for me, or like the broad level. I'm an ideas guy. Okay. Is what I would say. I've got a lot of ideas. It's just, I don't want to put in the time and effort to hone any sort of craft in order to express those ideas. Did you just go to Reddit to pull up anime podcast topics? God fucking, is this not interesting enough? I'm sorry. We've never really talked about voice acting before on the podcast.
We haven't. That would be something to like actually be in, like to get like a voice actor on and just talk. Like, because I think have we not talked about voice acting before?
Not really. Not really. No.
Like I feel like we had. I talked about like
the closest that we've had on to like a voice actor would probably be
Well, no, not like have a voice actor on, but
right.
Like I feel like we've talked about, because like when people critique like voice acting, and then they're just like, oh well, there's like a nuance there. Because like yeah. I do agree that I do think that the English voice acting is generally worse. I just don't think it's
when it comes to anime. When it comes to anime, because I have right. we have to make this distinction where people are always like, well, if you could understand Japanese, then you would also think that the voice acting in anime is cringe. And it's like, no, I wouldn't, because there's I like the voice acting in American cartoons. I don't think it's cringe. I don't think like the voice acting in SpongeBob is cringe. If anything, I think it's quite lovely. It's just specifically anime dubs kind of suck.
Well, again, like I feel like we've talked about this, or maybe we've never actually like talked about it on the podcast. Mm-hmm. There's a nuance there because you are constrained. Like, I don't know if anyone listening, how many of them are actually like aware of like how voice acting works. I imagine they talked about a lot of cons. So mm-hmm. I was aware of how it was at least, say, 20 years ago. It yeah. could have changed since then, but like a lot of the older dubs, basically you have like two shots or two takes. And if you have to take more than yeah. two takes, you are not a voice actor. Like yeah. it's just, you're not getting called back. Because like what they would do is they would play, they kind of describe the scene to the voice actor. They'd be like, okay, in this scene, your character is talking to so and such. They're upset. They want them to do this thing for them or something. And like, okay, that's their direction or whatever. And it goes boop, 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 boop. And then it plays a scene for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they watch the lip flaps. And then they're supposed to keep in their head what their line's supposed to be and watch the lip flaps to and kind of listen to the performance to kind of pace out how they should perform it. Mm-hmm. And then it does the beeps again, and then they read the line. And then
and that's it. That's like the one take that you'll usually get. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you might do a retake if it's just terrible or something and you have right. to. And then you get two takes, and that's it. So that's why so many of them are not very good. Right. And like mm-hmm. the people that do this are good at it. But it's not necessarily conducive. Like, there's a reason why that's different than like Pixar's voice acting, where they're like right, all on a yeah. Round table reading or whatever, and they're all like recording in the booth together and all this shit.
Yeah,
has a very different kind of performance than, which is I think that's what the Japanese say you do for a lot of scenes. Actually, like when you look at like scene from like Shirobako where they're like doing the voice acting, it seemed like that's kind of what they were doing.
I just think of the scene. I just think of Hideaki Anno doing like the voice work for The Wind Rises, and it's just Hayao Miyazaki with fake subs just being like, get it right, come on, this is the creator of Evangelion, Jesus Christ. Fucking it's like, why did you put him in your movie?
He's a fucking director.
He's a voice fucking actor. Director. He's probably autistic. I don't know what you're expecting out of him.
I mean, it does sound like Otto could pull, so maybe, I don't know, maybe it's kind
of... Maybe, I don't know.
but yeah, that there would be interesting to kind of like go into. Japan
also
has
like a larger dubbing. Like, we have to also look at this in the context of...
Yes.
We are American. America is like the like cultural center of the world, as fucking asshole-ish as it sounds. American media is popular all over the world, and foreign media is not terribly popular in America. So there Hollywood isn't really much big. Of a demand for dubs like there would be in Japan, where American movies are super popular and they have a much larger industry to dub those American movies into Japanese.
Yeah. It's just a... They have more of a voice acting industry than at least America used to,
mm-hmm.
Outside of like cartoons, which is a bit of a different thing. Like it's different going from like Tex Avery, Looney Tunes stuff to
yeah.
what anime is doing, where it's kind of trying to tell more serious stories with animation. Obviously, yeah. that has changed more recently when you
and also like video games as well. Like obviously
video games.
Like a massive voice acting component to them.
Well, even video games had like terrible voice acting in like the late 90s, 2000s, if you remember.
See, I wouldn't know anything. I don't play video. I don't know anything. I don't play video games with voice acting in them.
You remember like fucking the Resident Evil memes were like, you were almost a Jill sandwich.
No, I do not. I have
here's literally a lockpick. I thought that you, the master of unlocking. It's
like, what the, is that a line? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, this is like the original Resident Evil on PS1.
I would also just never play like a Resident Evil game because they're not the kind of games I enjoy. Check us out on Patreon to figure out why that's the case.
Silent Hill is very similar, like a Harry Mason's like radio. What's going on with that radio?
There's voice acting in silent. I thought it's supposed to be silent, isn't it?
Well, you know, the hills are silent, but the people in the hills are not.
I guess I like the voice acting in Dark Souls. I'm desperately trying to think of games that have voice acting in them, and I can't.
Voice acting in Dark Souls is good.
I only play map games, and map games don't really have voice acting in them.
It is funny, like, looking back on, like, Dark Souls 3, how loud and bombastic everything is, and then all the voice acting is just them whispering.
Yeah.
Ashen One. It's like ASMR.
Ashen One, please stop staring at my feet.
Finger butthole. Don't touch the darkness within me.
Don't just look at it. Don't just look at them. Suck on them. just Dark Souls, like ASMR, American Psycho.
I think if you just took the voice acting of the characters in Dark Souls or Dark Souls 3 and just took the audio itself and separated it, you could just post that as an ASMR video.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like any characters in Dark Souls 3 that have particularly aggressive personalities.
Andre? Even him is like...
I guess.
He's like the closest.
The closest? Well, I guess there's always Patches. Patches is always Patches.
Patches' voice acting is not really aggressive, though, usually.
No, but it's definitely not, like, ASMR. It's very, like, nasally. It's like, oh, well, you don't want any of you fucking priest. You molested me when I was a little boy.
They're playing this game on the fucking phone. Why is Patches just your David Lynch voice?
I mean, they sound kind of similar.
I can see why you don't care about voice acting.
I can do racist accents, and that's about it.
I can't tell the difference in Patches and David Lynch.
What does Patches sound like? I'm trying to think of what Patches like sounds like beyond that, like specifically. I've not played Elden Ring or anything like that recently, so I can't really remember what he's supposed to sound like.
He doesn't really have that nasally of a voice.
Does he not?
It's upper register, but it's not
okay.
Nasally.
Okay.
But yeah, it's weird because I've been into like the components of anime.
Mm-hmm.
So like I appreciate it as like a synthesis of these different parts, but I'm not like super into like on a granular level any individual aspect of anime. Like, I like anime. Like, I've enjoyed drawing, and I like animation.
I like seeing, like, key animator works and stuff.
I enjoyed doing, like, theater and acting and stuff. And I can appreciate voice acting and stuff and the performances, stuff like that. I played music. I can enjoy the music. So I can appreciate all these things, but I'm not, like, super into... Like, it's basically, like... A jack of all trades, but an ace of none, essentially. There's not one aspect I'm just like honed in on, like, I'm an expert. I'm not like a Sakuga person.
No.
I'm not like so honed in where I'm like, the cubes.
The Utapon cubes. I guess like maybe the closest for me would be like the directing. I get like the shot composition and stuff, the storyboarding. But yeah, beyond that, it's like, again, I can, similar to voice acting, I can look at animation and I can go, that's a really cool animated cut. I want to see, you know, what animator worked on this and stuff, but I would never want to be an animator.
Right. I mean, I would like some animation stuff for videos that never got put out, but it's very, yeah, like, it's kind of fun doing video editing where you're kind of like doing the workaround for things. Like I showed my brother that episode we did about Isekai Oji-san, and like,
yeah,
that stupid bit where it's like, oh, this is a podcast we're recording or whatever, and like the little like fucking archaic like animation of like them having like the boom mic and shit like that, but like,
yeah
looking at it just looks fine because like it's on screen for so short of a time, but like it's so like basic and it's just like a weird interesting workaround, I guess. Like, I
the
like
only thing I can like think of like that I've animated for the channel would be, I think when we had, what was it, Kami on, we did the Ornstein and Smo called open. As I took the Ornstein and Smo intro and I just put our faces on it and I keyed it out in Premiere. That's it. I think that might be the only thing I've ever animated. And I was like, thank God that's done and it looks okay.
I did do that Akiyuki Shimbo one, but I have not been able to use or by post anywhere.
Check us out on Patreon and look in the production channel, because I think that's where it's been posted.
Have I posted? Oh yeah, maybe I did. That was,
it's been like over a year.
I like doing that. It just, there's not like, I don't know.
It's so much work. Animation is so much work to accomplish. So like, think when for Steve's like a Ghibli food video where he just animated that brief cut and he's like going through like how much of a hassle it was, and I was like, why would anyone ever do this? Jesus Christ. What a fucking waking nightmare all this is. No wonder it takes hundreds of people to make a single fucking anime.
It was like a simple cut.
It was, but it was also like, if you, he went like, no, I mean, like the this, process like of making cut. It, and it was like a fucking endeavor. I'm like, oh, good God. Oh, no, the Akiyuki Shinbo thing. Yeah, that's simple.
Yeah, really, it's just like,
I three drew him, frames?
Yeah. And like, I erased his arm and then drew an arm.
Yeah. As you are as you are wont to do in anime with limited animation.
Gives you an appreciation for economic animation. It's like, damn, that's interesting workaround.
I feel like people probably would appreciate like limited animation in anime more if they did just try to animate something. That's, again, it's not to be like, oh, well, you have to be an animator to criticize animation, or, you know, it's like, oh, could you do any better? But like sitting down and actually like trying to do something, you start to like, oh, there's all these like weird quirks and stuff. And that can give you a deeper appreciation of, you know, the stuff that goes into the things that you maybe already enjoy.
Yeah. And that's why I liked getting some experience in drawing and acting and stuff like that. Cause then at least I'm saying I'm good at it, but at least it gave me some experience in those things where I can like at least kind of see like, oh, I can see why they would do it this way, because when I tried doing it myself, it was, you have this result, or this made it easier, or whatever the fuck, right?
Yeah
that was
what
that was a fun time.
So why don't we like manga then?
Why don't we like manga?
Yeah, why do we fucking hate manga and think anime is better in every way?
Because it's an inferior medium.
It's, you know, some people, they don't necessarily say it out loud. It does feel like some people just think that manga is inferior. Specifically, and I think you see this whenever people complain that an anime adaptation is like not one-to-one to the manga. Because it almost feels like they're treating the anime as like the final, oh, this is the actualized form of what the manga was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's how it comes off. Listen, all I'm saying is if you like manga better than anime, it's probably just because you can only handle so much. You can't handle processing colors and sound.
Manga fans are just easily overstimulated, basically.
They're overwhelmed. Oh God.
No one's ever been, listen, I might go see the fucking Chainsaw Man movie in theaters in 4D and get, you know, overstimulated and my back broken by the fucking chairs. That'll never happen to me with manga, though. I mean, like, oh, man, oh, this is so crazy. Man, this is so crazy. I'm getting overstimulated as I'm turning the page.
Reading manga is just the fucking stupid SpongeBob roller coaster. He's like, what?
Now it does seem like we just fucking hate manga.
We do. They're inferior.
it's an inferior medium.
This kind of thing with, like, we talked about with Magical Girls, right? For me, Magical Girls, I like the genre, I'm willing to give it more of a leniency as, like, a genre because I'm into the genre, right?
Right.
Similar-ish with, like, anime, where I'm just more into animation, and so that is how I prefer to consume something. Obviously,
you're more into animation. You say you're like an animation guy. Would you say that? Like, you're
generally, yeah.
Why didn't you watch K-pop Demon Hunters with us on Saturday?
Because I like animation, not horse shit.
Well, that's an animated. That's like the biggest animated movie of the year.
That's the biggest piece of dog shit.
It was fine. It was an okay movie. Okay, the songs are really catchy.
Hey, I spent time with my family on Saturday instead. I think I had spent my time.
Really, you were better. spending time with your family at 8 p.m. on a Saturday night. What were you watching? Young Sheldon? You were watching Young Sheldon with the family together, all up in the family room?
No, we were reading. We were reading my essays I wrote in family.
we were reading the angsty diary notes I was reading about how I wanted to kill everyone in my high school.
As I lay sleeping, allowing my sombering mind to wander, I dreamed the most pleasing of my dreams. It began with my parents walking into my room, and with a caring smile, coming to my side to deliver me from my sleep. They placed their hand on my shoulder, saying it's time to get up. Oh, sweet scrotum of a Spock, what the hell is that thing? They screamed in horror as I woke, and we all looked toward the small creature in the corner of the room. And after 20 minutes of throwing numerous articles of clothing, including but not limited to socks, G-strings, and strap-ons, we all concluded that the small creature was actually just a family dog rascal.
What the fuck was that?
That was like the first paragraph of that thing I wrote when I was like 16 years old.
What was this thing about?
Oh, this is called The Tale of the Spooky Crab, or Born for Greatness, Gone Too Soon.
You could, you know, if you were just born in Japan and you drew, you could have been Fujimoto.
He did turn that into a manga. He did demand that I should turn this into some kind of, like, light novel. We were reading, he's just like, how did you not get out, like, fucking, suspended from school? How did they not just call, like, a fucking, like, psychiatrist or something?
Why? What happens in this story?
What's another good... So, I mean, basically, it's just nonsense. It's mainly just to, like, I don't even know why I wrote it, honestly. I think it was just
I feel like Fooly Cooly was a subliminal influence here.
Subliminal influence.
I mean, just that first paragraph sounded like fucking chaos.
I noticed you were watering your lawn using the Dorian method, but with your azaleas, the Gregorian method would probably be best. Tell me how to water my lawn, boy. I've been around the block a few times, and I know a thing or two about what I'm doing. I doubted this claim very seriously. There was no possible way a woman in her condition could have ever gotten around the block. And it's a good thing that your dog is leashed, as I responded, because I've killed more unleashed dogs than you could probably count broken dreams in your long, wasteful life, old woman. The woman said nothing, but the way that she crumpled and turned into dust on the spot said more than words ever could.
This is fucking... what is this fucking Catcher in the Rye bullshit? Why is the main character such a fucking prick?
Oh, no, he saved the orphans at one point.
Oh, okay. What?
Yeah. And what I can only be described as the most epic fight ever witnessed by mankind, that the nun of the daycare who did not cover her eyes combusted at the sheer sight of it. I had saved the orphanage. The crowd cheered as I left the building, bruised and bloodied, carrying four children in each arm. Four incredibly obese children, I might add. A woman came to me and said, "Thank you, you have saved my son."
That's, yeah. Shit, why are we doing, why are you doing this podcast thing? What the fuck?
No, this was like such fucking nonsense.
What was this for?
Nothing.
It was like a creative writing class?
No, I just wrote that just because.
Okay. I didn't do any writing in high school just because. I didn't like write. I don't like writing. I don't like reading. I don't like doing anything.
I don't remember what I called it.
I like sleeping.
I call it like self-indulgent, something kind of self-indulgence or something. I was just like, I'm just gonna write the worst. He was like, my brother was like, I feel like writing a masterpiece would be easier than writing this pile of dog shit that you've written that's somehow the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Is there any sort of plot, or is it just random things like that happening?
So the plot is he spends time with a hobo that he wants to rape. and
excuse me.
Hold on. Where is that part?
How long is this?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pages. It's not very long.
Okay.
I would find myself on the side of the road. Hold on. I would find myself stopping on the side of the road, possibly to kill myself, or at least think of a way to kill myself. Or maybe it was because the woman's, I guess, what used to be called a face was blocking my view. My train of thought escapes me now, but as I sat there on the shoulder of the long dirt road, I saw him. He was a grotesque excuse for a man. His long black tuxedo and top hat that he wore to a senior prom in 69 barely covered his strange red shape, on his wrist. And with a name tag that seemed to say, "Hello, my name is something," though the name was smudged, I could only make out the word Rosk. This man was anything but attractive, but the damage had been done. I found myself in love with this walking pile of filth. The dried bushes, baked beans, and his beard somehow aroused me. I found my urges to rape him uncontrollable at the sight of his twiggy arms pushing a grocery cart full of junk that he had scavenged from multiple trash cans and dumpsters around the area. God, he was sexy.
Okay, this is just something out of Michael Girard's like real love spoken word short story.
I don't know what that is.
I'll play it for you later. It has a very similar vibe, but it's much more grotesque and unpleasant. That's really good though. You should do something with this writing thing. I think you might have something.
This was an alarming thing for me, because I read him. I had to write an MLA essay in my junior year, so I'd have been 16.
Okay.
And I wrote it about what aliens tend to be metaphors for in like movies, essentially.
And it's always the Cold War.
And interestingly enough, that, I mean, that's what the original World of Worlds was.
Yeah.
The original War of the Worlds was not the Cold War. Hold on, what was it?
When was War of the Worlds? I guess that would have been like the 30s.
It was actually in response to two things. One being German imperialism and the other being Darwin's theory of evolution was the original story. Mm-hmm. Then the original like adaptation, radio and film adaptations were kind of tweaked to be about the Cold War.
Okay.
And then when Steven Spielberg adapted it in the 2000s, it was then tweaked to be about the 2011 2001 terrorist attacks, 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they're like cells underneath the earth in America. It focuses on like the son who gets all gung-ho and wants to go fight the aliens, shit like that.
And the annoying daughter that you just want to fucking kill throughout the... I understand.
I'm glad that you added kill to that sentence because that was going in a wrong direction.
What? No, don't answer that, actually.
But yeah, he read this essay, yeah. And he's like, what the fuck? Why were you so try hard? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, this is like, why is this so good? Like, why is it so try hard? I'm like,
why did you put effort into this?
I was like, I literally didn't. Like, I literally wrote this the night before. This was a project we were supposed to have like a month.
You said
for.
It was MLA cited. Did you cite anything?
Yeah, I cited
an article which I heavily plagiarized.
Sexual symbolism in Alien, which was a horror file article.
Did you actually read these, or did you just pull them up and be like, oh, these will work? It probably says something that agrees.
I basically pulled them off of Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it was just like, it's reading it, it's actually fine. Like, it's not like a great essay. It's just like.
The only essay I can remember like writing in high school that I like put any amount of effort into and was passionate about was, I think, would I have been in 10th or 11th grade? I wrote like a 15-16 page paper on free will and why I didn't think free will existed. And I think back on it now, and because it was like very, it was very Sam Harris coded, is what I probably cite Sam Harris in the fucking paper. And I think back on it now, I'm like, wow, this is a profoundly lame and cringe way to address this like question.
I think the thing that, that's what I was saying. He was like, man, that's like better than something I would have ChatGPT write me or something. I was like, what?
He's like, wow, that's like a non compliment. It's like I would fucking hope so.
I would fucking hope so.
God, but I fucking.
He's like,
hate
how did you write that the day before? But it made me concerned because he's like, I don't think I was like, I only got like an 86 on this. He's like, how the fuck did you only get an 86 on this? And I'm like, because I don't think I did the MLA format very well. The main thing we were getting graded on.
Declining school standards at work.
That's what I was legitimately concerned. And then he was, likewise, he was very concerned. Because, like, I also have, like, so in Spanish class, we had to do, like, a picture book.
Okay.
And we had to write it in Spanish. And I wrote mine about a pretty bunny, and she was the prettiest bunny in all the meadow, and everyone loved her except for Mr. Mole, who was an eccentric. Every day she was with somebody, never seen alone.
I'm just replacing in my head bunny with snow bunny. I'm gonna be honest, that's funnier to me.
No one knew the true. Lucille Bunny. And so one day she got the idea to smear hot grease all over her face to see if people still liked her. And she went outside and people were horrified, rightfully so, by the smoldering boils and
you wrote this in Spanish?
Yeah.
Did you have were there accompanying pictures?
Yeah.
Can you show me these pictures later, please?
I can show you most of them.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I lost a page, I guess.
Aww.
So I don't have the page where she's smearing the hot grease on her face.
No.
But I do have the page.
With the aftermath.
So she goes out and people are horrified. And so she is driven to a profound sadness. And runs to her bathroom and where she smashes the mirror and grabs a shard of glass and is going to slit her wrist.
Image. This ends like Emergence, basically.
No, because it actually it ends with her hearing a noise outside, and she goes outside and there is a giant mutant hamster that has killed everybody, and they both live happily ever after.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, so it's like Egami Legacy, basically.
Yeah, that was. Okay. I mean, that was the ending I had to do because, like, the ending I had originally planned was too dark for.
Too dark for Spanish class.
Yeah, it was going to be that she was going to kill herself, and then Mr. Mole was actually going to come out of her mirror because she lived in a hole, you know, a burrow. And he was come through a mirror and then take her corpse because he actually did love Miss the Bunny. He just was tsundere about it, I guess. And he was going to take her corpse.
You were going, maybe you should have talked to a therapist as a kid. I'm going to be completely hearing this. And it's kind of like, this is like strangely more. Maybe there was something going on. On the other hand, probably it's also just being like an edgy teenager and thinking.
Very much just being before. An edgy teen. It's very much just like, I'm going to like see what I can get away with. Let's see. There's a play about a guy who's like a janitor at a zoo who replaces someone's corpse with a penguin because he wanted to have a funeral for the penguin, and he fed the corpse to the lion exhibit or the tiger exhibit. There's one where a professor or a teacher in high school finally snaps and pulls out a gun and like has a student's gun against the wall and accidentally shoots one of them and then is arrested.
this is just making me think of like these being published as like Tatsuki Fujimoto's like 17 to 26. it's like what if the second what if the one where the kid catches the bullet, what if he just actually got shot? Yeah, what if he just got shot in the fucking face? That's how it ends.
There was a good... Hold on, what was this? Stop it. Stop it. Every day I come to this classroom filled with little shits who don't listen, no, who don't care. And then I get to drive home in the car that I got a great deal on 40 years ago to my wife, who hasn't even said so much as I love you in 20 fucking years. And all she does is spend her days watching cooking shows and Benny Hinn, just waiting for the day that she gets the call that they found her husband robbed, raped, and killed on the side of the road so she can get the insurance money and use it to snort coke lines off the stomach of some asshole in Florida retirement home. And you know what? I do too.
You know, this has the same writing style as Class of 09.
It probably does. That's probably like the edgy humor that they were going for.
SBN 03, but the difference is SBN 03 was like a fucking 30-year-old man writing this, and you were 16.
Writing this for, this would have been for theater, actually. I had to like,
oh, okay, you were trying to get this into theater. It has a vibe of like, do you know the $1 million extreme teacher sketch?
No,
where he's like, I didn't make the kids stupid. That's on the parents. That's on the government. And he's like writing like 9/11 on the chalkboard. What about building 7? It's a really, I'll show you two after this. Probably my favorite MDE sketch, honestly. This is an anime podcast, so this has been story time with Mumi.
This is a glimpse into the psyche of what Mumi was doing when he was like 16 years old.
I feel like not a lot is. I could still see your fucking sense of humor. Like oh, this is kind of like what Mumi finds funny nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah,
not as like angsty or angry, but
not as angsty or angry is. I will say, it's very like Johonen Vasquez coded. I think, like looking back on it,
who the fuck is Johonen Vasquez?
He wrote Invader Zim, probably more directly. It comes off as more like his Johnny the Homicidal Maniac comic.
Mm-hmm.
That's same kind of lol, so random, dark, edgy humor.
Yeah. Oh man, had you just been born maybe just a few years earlier, you would have made a killing as a Newgrounds animator.
I mean, I was around.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't have been able to really animate.
You could have found a way. I trust you. You could have started a Let's Play channel then and be a 40-year-old man with graying hairs still making YouTube videos for small children with you and your guy who's also older than you, like notably older than you.
Oh God.
Mm-hmm.
What are you describing?
I'm describing Game Grumps, but I mean, that is also just, that is also just the route that we're, if, God forbid we're still doing this in 10 years, that we're going to be in the same boat.
Still making,
you're going to be 42 and I'm going to be like 37 and we're still going to be talking about this shit. Just kind of, at this point, we'll just have multiple allegations against us, all of which have stuck and no one is listening anymore, but we're still talking into these fucking microphones.
Well, what else are we going to do with our lives?
Get married, have kids, you know, start a family, you know, grow old, retire, die.
No.
We must podcast instead, which is why I'm sitting here at 1:17 a.m. on a Monday. Well, I guess now Tuesday night. I got work tomorrow, but you know, we gotta get an episode out in order to put this out. And realistically, I mean, this was kind of an interesting episode, I guess. We talked about some aspects of anime that we've somehow not talked about at all before, despite doing this podcast for like over 4 years now. And then we got to peer into Mumi's sick and twisted mind.
You wouldn't last 5 minutes in my sick and twisted mind. The mind of shaking Mumi.
Try to last 5 minutes in Mumi's sick and twisted mind without coming.
That's what I was thinking too. You won't last 5 minutes.
You wouldn't last 5 minutes.
Try not to come. that was a fun discussion that we were having on Saturday, because like he's never really spent much time in here. That was what spurred the discussion about like anime or not the video game.
Oh, you were talking about your brother in your room. I was like really confused for a second.
Because he was like going through like my games and stuff. Like he's like, yeah. Oh, because I have like a little like a bin thing. What is that fucking called? It's like a stacked bin thing. It's like clear bins that you can pull out.
And at the bottom of it
has my like N64 and Sega Genesis games. And he's like, I didn't know you were like had stuff in here. And he's like,
so I didn't know you were an old school gamer, like the Jack Nicholson Joker.
The Jack Nicholson Joker. I mean, the thing that probably would fuck people up the most is I still have a 3DO.
What the fuck is a 3DO?
Exactly. Fucks people. The Panasonic 3DO. The games I had on it.
Oh my God.
I only remember
God.
Having two. I had Street Fighter 2 Turbo and a Jurassic Park game. And this Jurassic Park game, I think I might have mentioned this before. The Jurassic Park game, you just would boot it up and it like, I guess the first level was supposed to take place during like the, if you remember the movie Jurassic Park where the like power goes out and they had to go to like that generator room or whatever to start the power, but the velociraptors are all running around.
Right. Yeah.
It's basically like that. And so it starts you off in this dark hallway with no lights and you just are supposed to walk forward.
Why does it start there? That's like towards the end of the movie.
I don't know, but like I would stand in the hallway as a kid and not, I mind you, this would have been when, before I moved into this house, like our current house.
Yeah.
So that would have been like 95 probably. Mm-hmm. So I'm like 3 or 4 years old playing this game, not understanding what the fuck I'm supposed to do. And like this fucking velociraptor just runs at you from the darkness and kills you. And I was just like, what the fuck is happening?
This would have been like one of the first video games you'd ever played.
One of them.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my God. This is old. Yeah. 1993. What's the matter? You're like, is this what a video game is? I don't want to play. I don't want to touch a video game ever again.
That's the velociraptor that would run at you.
Let me see.
This fucking thing.
That's so stupid. Oh, I like how like you went to like you pulled up Jurassic Park 3DO and the first video is like, this is a bad video game.
It probably is a very bad video game. It's a fucking the Panasonic 3DO did not sell very well for a reason, I imagine.
What was it? Not good. I don't.
It's probably very expensive.
Yeah. What does it take? Does it, looks like it takes VHS tapes.
I thought it was discs.
Maybe. Oh, this is where Gex is from.
Yeah.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's where Gex is from.
Yeah.
But no, I realized I had played a lot of PC games when we were talking that I didn't really like thought about or hadn't thought about in years. Cause like they were what, like creatures, the time warp of Dr. Brain, like these fucking weird cursed looking fucking PC games for kids. Creatures. I remember Creatures fucked me up as a kid. Cause like, have you ever heard of that game?
No. Maybe?
It's like a raising simulator or something.
It kinda it's kinda giving me Spore.
Kinda gives you yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it was by the same people.
I'm looking at it and it says Tamagotchi Shmamagotchi from the Here Comes the Norms? Here Comes the News? What the fuck is this?
Oh, this looks so different than I remember.
Oh my goodness gracious. What the fuck is this? This looks like software.
That's what games looked like in the 90s.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I remember I hatched one and I was like raising it and I think it got like eaten or killed or something. And it just, I was like really profoundly depressed because it was dead.
Yeah, that would fuck you up as a kid.
Yeah. I was like, I failed this thing and I never played the game again.
Well, it's time for you to redeem yourself and install try and get Creatures to work. Can you get, is it on Steam? Hold on. I feel like this is a game that would have been like re-released on Steam.
Apparently this is for like Windows 3.
Windows 3.1, yeah, but
3.1, yeah.
What is this game? Creatures. Creatures is a multiplayer. This is a completely different game. Okay.
Creatures, I think it might have been the one I played was Creatures 2, maybe.
Okay, yeah, because it's like game is for Windows 95, Windows 3.1, Macintosh. Because Windows 3.1 and 95 were on different platforms, from what I understand.
I want to say this might look a little bit more accurate, but it also is like
I can't. It's running tell at like 3 frames per second. What the fuck is this video?
Maybe.
Wait, what is this video? Virtual sadism?
Virtual what? Where?
Anti Norn, how to troll an entire community. Why? What? I don't. The year 1996. I mean, I don't want to watch a fucking video on the podcast because then I'm like boot OBS up and shit, and that's too much work.
I was just curious what the fuck it even was.
Yeah.
Fuck. What are some. There were some weird ass fucking games back then.
Mm hmm.
I'm looking at like the fucking like weird brain blast of like nostalgia I had when I saw the fucking screenshots of the time warp for Dr. Brain or of Dr. Whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
Where I saw like the fucking terrifying these things, these purple people.
What? Oh.
I saw this and I was like, oh. I understand why I wrote those stories, I guess, now.
You know, it's kind of interesting how, like, because you know how, like, we've had, like, this kind of, like, retro gaming kind of resurgent among indie games, or it was, like, you know, it started off with, like, the, like, Super Nintendo and stuff, and now we're seeing, like, PS1 style graphics, or, like, boomer shooter type stuff. All of these games have skipped games that look like this. No one has nostalgia for this fucking pre-rendered 3D nightmare monstrosity.
No, I kind of do.
Well, you're wrong.
I'm wrong.
You know, the market has decided against you. And, you know, I honestly think this might be one of the few good things capitalism has done, is not bring this fucking shit back.
Well, are you saying you don't want to look at, like, the graphics?
No, I don't.
Of
no,
game?
I don't want to play a fucking video game that looks like Ants or Bug's Life or whatever the fuck.
I don't even know what the fuck is happening here. What the fuck?
I don't know either. And you know, I kind of don't want to know. It's one of those things where I'm looking at it. I don't quite know what I'm looking at, but I can tell it's disturbing, and I want to not learn any more about it because I feel like it's going to keep me up at night.
I remember. I never understood what this was. I couldn't figure out. Is it this?
I'm looking at it and I can't fucking. It looks like a puzzle of some sort. And there's like an alien thing. Like, is this something from Metroid? What the fuck is going on? Oh my god! It's so blue.
What is this thing doing up here? Fucking.
I feel like there also just aren't video games anymore that are just nonsense. You know what I mean? That, like, you look at and you go, I don't understand why.
Who said we didn't have brain rot in the 90s, all right?
No, if anything, the 90s had brain rot that was on another level, if I'm going to be... In what other decade could have been, like, Primus have been successful? All right?
What other decade could Spider-Man Movie Maker have been successful?
Excuse me? What do you mean?
So Spider-Man Cartoon Maker.
Cartoon Maker? Oh my god. This looks like something Germa would stream. Oh Jesus, turn it off, please. Please turn it off. Dear God, I don't want to see anymore. Please stop. I feel like I'm on a Clockwork Orange right now, or I'm just being subjected to these things. And of course, we're getting like weird fucking like no frozen. Oh, this is like a fucking Elsa Spider-Man type animation. No, look away right now. We're going to see fucking something horrific that's been uploaded to YouTube and somehow not been taken down. Dear Lord.
Yeah, I feel like this is very reveal. Why is Hayden just watching a cowgirl hinted? What the fuck? I feel like this is very revealing of me as a person. Why? Yeah. What was the source of my problem? If I were to sit down in a therapist chair.
All right, well, let's dig a little deeper into that. What kind of music did you like as like a kid or teenager?
Mindless Self-Indulgence, System of a Down.
Okay.
What CDs did I have a CD collection somewhere. Is it there? I can't fucking see my shelf. What else did I fucking listen or have on CD? I did listen more than I'd care to admit. I did listen to like Disturbed, their first CD.
I mean, yeah, no, because we both have access to the Weeb Crew YouTube account, and I cannot tell you how many times I've accidentally ended up listening to like my music on the Weeb Crew account, and then the next song, I could be listening to fucking Charlie XCX. The next song will always, for some reason, be Breaking Benjamin.
Breaking Benjamin. I'm like, I was never like a big Breaking Benjamin fan.
Remember, I don't know if I've ever heard a Breaking Benjamin song.
That was like one that a friend, like acquaintance of mine in high school, liked Breaking Benjamin, and this is the same acquaintance that I refused to like Arakawa's manga because they fucking jerked off Fullmetal Alchemist too much. But this is the same. They liked fucking Breaking Benjamin, and I'm just like, yeah, no, that's not me.
I don't know. In middle school and high school, like, I was like the fucking like classic rock asshole kid where I was like, man, there aren't bands like Led Zeppelin anymore today. All while not smoking weed, mind you. I was somehow those things did not intersect at all for me. Yeah, thank God I grew out of that. Jesus fuck. How embarrassing.
I liked Incubus.
No.
Trying to remember all the stupid shit.
Nothing really I listened to as like a teenager was particularly of the times. the closest I maybe got was like The Strokes.
The Strokes.
Yeah.
Listen, I have recently.
It wasn't until like later in high school and college where I started like I stopped giving a shit about like what I was listening to in terms of like, well, I got to be this kind of guy. So I just started like listening to like literally whatever the fuck, just anything that sounded good to me.
I liked Fall Out Boy. That was one I liked as a kid. Yeah. I recently discovered the joys of listening to Creed while you're driving at like 120 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
Drinking alcohol, open container.
Okay.
And just closing your eyes at 120 miles an hour on the highway.
And this is how it feels to chew five gum.
This is how it feels to chew five gum.